Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met Micronesian President Wesley Tsimina in Beijing. President Xi said both sides should continue to build their partnership under the Belt and Road Initiative, enhance infrastructure cooperation, and conduct more people-to-people exchanges. He also says China is ready to offer climate assistance to Micronesia under the framework of South-South cooperation. President Tsimina thanked China for its assistance. He said Micronesia is ready to enhance cooperation in agriculture, fishery, trade, investment, tourism, and the digital economy. And he adds Micronesia will play an active role in China's partnership with Pacific Island nations. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Beijing. He emphasized China's support for Russia in following a development path that aligns with national conditions. He said China supports Russia's efforts in combating terrorism and maintaining social security and stability. President Xi called for deeper bilateral communication. He underscored the significance of working together within frameworks such as BRICS and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Foreign Minister Lavrov affirmed that deepening and enhancing relations with China is a top priority of Russia's foreign policy. He expressed Russia's commitment to putting into action the key agreements reached between the country's leaders. China's Ministry of Culture and Tourism says it'll launch a month-long nationwide campaign in May to promote tourism. The campaign will center on the 14th China Tourism Day that falls on May 19th. The ministry plans to select six cities to highlight their tourism specialty. It's urged local governments to adopt preferential measures such as issuing coupons and organizing nonprofit entertainment events. More than 600 enterprises have signed up for the 7th China International Import Expo, which will be held later this year in Shanghai. These firms include over 200 Fortune 500 companies and industry leaders. They've booked an exhibition area of over 240,000 square meters. Over the past 6 years, the CIIE has attracted more than 10,000 overseas enterprises to participate. Turkey says it'll restrict exports of a wide range of products to Israel, including steel and jet fuel, until a ceasefire is declared in Gaza. The new measures come a day after Turkey said Israel had blocked its attempt to airdrop humanitarian aid into Gaza. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced military plans in Rafah despite international opposition. Sam Mednick with the Associated Press has more from Jerusalem.
Well, it's unclear how imminent it is, but Netanyahu did double down on Monday, saying that a date was set. He didn't give more details, though. But we know that Netanyahu has been adamant about going into Rafah. He said that it's needed in order for Israel to achieve its war aims, and those include eliminating Hamas. He said there's still about four Hamas battalions inside of Rafah. And he's remained defiant about doing this despite international pushback, particularly from the United States, which says it doesn't agree with this offensive and has urged Israel to seek other ways to get rid of Hamas, such as doing targeted attacks inside of Rafah instead of this ground invasion. There's about 1.5 million people inside of Rafah, and it's really unclear where they're supposed to go.
Residents in the Colombian capital will experience water rationing this week for the first time in decades due to low levels of the reservoir supplying water to millions. The San Rafael Reservoir reached a historic low level of 12.5 million cubic meters amid low rainfall resulting from the El Nino phenomenon. The water rationing will affect over 8 million people in Bogota and its surrounding municipalities. Mayor Carlos Fernando Gallen says the effort seeks to ensure that the drinking water service can continue in the coming months.
We're implementing this measure with full support and coordination with other stakeholders, ensuring that vulnerable populations won't be adversely affected during the restriction day. There's no cause for panic. We're taking responsible steps to ensure that those in need of special support receive it.
The authorities will announce whether the restriction will be maintained, relaxed, or increased every 15 days, depending on rainfall and water savings. Simon Harris has become Ireland's youngest prime minister at 37 following an appointment by the parliament. He replaces Leo Varadkar, who unexpectedly announced his resignation last month, citing both personal and political reasons. The Fine Gael party leader will lead a coalition government in Dublin, along with Fianna Fáil and the Green Party. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.